8:49, and I'll tell you what. I understand and feel the pain of all of the members of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, of the Chamber of Commerce itself, to all businesses in this great state of Michigan. It's been horrific. And it's even worse when you look around and see other states that did not shut everything down and is in either the same position or in better shape than we are. They didn't lose businesses. They didn't have family legacies that took generations to build, closed to never reopen. So I understand what the Michigan Chamber of Commerce is saying and the Reopen Michigan Safely Coalition is saying, these thousands of businesses, as they say they oppose Governor Gretchen Whitmer's predetermined extension of the Michigan Occupational Safety and Administration COVID emergency rules that they say essentially ban the safe reopening of the office spaces for up to another 6 months. Rich Studley is the president and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Rich.
Good morning, Paul W. Good to be with you.
Nice to be with you. You're not going to get an argument from me if you say that this whole pandemic has been politicized. I was the first to be saying that in the very beginning. It was so obvious to me that most of the decisions being made were political. We were told they were by science, but nobody showed us the science. Well, now the science is showing us that it's really bad and we should shut down. I think that puts you guys in an awkward position, Rich.
Paul W., it is a complicated issue, and I serve as a member of the Governor's Advisory Commission on the distribution of vaccines. We agree with the Governor and Lieutenant Governor that we have to stay focused on distributing safe and effective vaccines, that's the best solution to this problem. But we're not going to solve this problem by continuing to operate under government regulation by press conference. The administration signaled months ago that they were determined to extend a temporary emergency rule that was adopted last year for yet another 6 months. They got pushback on that, and they created a working group, but it was clear from the beginning that this was not a serious or thoughtful process. They were going through the motions. The governor announced at a news conference that she had arbitrarily and unilaterally decided to extend the ban on office work for another 6 months. Yes, cases are up. Yes, the new variants are a challenge, but if you look at the administration's only their own health data, the increase in cases continue to be in long-term care facilities. Offices are not long-term care facilities. And many of the increased cases are among younger people, especially middle school and high school students. Middle school and high school students are not commonly present or employed in office settings. If there's one thing employers have learned over the past year, it's how to operate safely, how to reopen safely, and to protect their employees and customers. We're asking the governor to give responsible employers a chance to reopen safely. Instead, she has ignored employer input and decided unilaterally to extend the rule for another 6 months, which means the new process could take 6 to 12 months. It might be another year before this rule is lifted. It is having a devastating impact on downtowns in Detroit, in Southfield, in Lansing, in Grand Rapids, and then across the state.
The president and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, Rich Studley, with us here on the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR. I don't have it right in front of me, but I remember when she made this pronouncement about extending for another 6 months, she said, "This does not mean that we won't let you open your office for the next 6 months," but she said that's how people would take it. Tell me how you take this. If you remember that quote, she said that it didn't mean she was shutting things down for 6 months. I mean, don't make me dig through this pile of stuff I have in front of me to find that quote, but do you remember something like that, similar to that?
Yes, both the governor and the department, specifically Myosha, have been making those kinds of statements that the rule doesn't mean what it says. The rule that has been extended for another 6 months starts with a simple sentence. Employers shall have a policy that prohibits in-office work. Prohibit means forbid.
Yeah, it does, doesn't
and
it?
The challenge with the new rule is that it will take at least 6 to 12 months, and the new rule has no time limit, no expiration date. A plain reading of the new rule, the actual language, not what someone says at a news conference or in a press release, is that the new rule would continue indefinitely.
You know, as I mentioned, I give you that this was very political from the beginning and sad. It was very obvious to me. But let's come to today, and let's take, as far as I can tell, the politics completely out of this. We just had on one of the state's top infectious disease specialists, not working for the state of Michigan. He happens to work for Beaumont. It's Dr. Matthew Sims, Beaumont Infectious Disease Director. And I said, if you were in charge, if you were governor for the day, what would you do? And he said, shut everything down for 2 weeks. That's hard to argue with, even though I know we can argue with it, given what we've already gone through and the losses that we've had, and to compare ourselves with other states that didn't shut down, didn't lose businesses, that are in either the same position or, in many cases, way better position than we are today in Michigan.
Paul W., we have tremendous respect for doctors and nurses and other healthcare professionals on the front lines. They've done a tremendous job treating people with COVID. Deaths are down. Yes, hospitalizations are up, but they're primarily the result of the new variants, and they're primarily now impacting younger people who are not in the workplace. I think that we can be discerning. We want to do our part. We want to reopen slowly and gradually and safely, but employers, responsible employers, need to be given that opportunity before we shut down the economy and have a devastating impact, not just on employees and employers, but the hospitals themselves. The last shutdown was creating some very serious problems for Michigan's hospitals as procedures were postponed and canceled. And so we're all in this together, but we can do better. We have to reopen Michigan safely.
And a lot of people agree with you on that, and probably agreed with you and me when we said we didn't need to shut down and the more damage was being done to kids not going into school, etc. We know the whole litany. I'm going to make you governor for the moment, Rich Studley. Give me your statement to the people of Michigan regarding this pandemic and what you would or would not do.
Take advantage of safe and effective vaccines. Wear a mask, social distance, but get back to work. Go on about your lives thoughtfully and carefully. We're all in this together, and we'll get through it together.
President and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, Rich Studley. Thanks, Rich.
Thank you.